It's Political Perspectives with Carlos Chavez. At 9, it's Press Watch with Teresa Mitchell, the news you are not supposed to know. At 9:30, listen to Fight the Empire. At 10 o'clock, Air Cascadia will feature headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it'll be Flashpoints with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, you'll hear Between the Covers, where we speak with Rick Leonetti discussing his new book, The Man from the Place of Clay.
Now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Hello, folks, and welcome to News from the Boo. This is your weekly update about what's happening in and around KBOO. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and I'll be your host this evening for the next 15 minutes. Next will be Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary Postlewaite, so stay tuned. And at 7 p.m., it's Keeping It Real with Nick Deasy and Arone. This evening, I would love to first take a minute to thank you all who are listening and who have contributed, become a member, or maybe renewed your membership during our drive that just ended on Monday. It was a really short one-week drive where we were trying to bring the giving season into the station. If you haven't yet made your donation, you can go to kboo.fm to do that. You can also call us anytime at the station, or also on your mobile app, you could make your donation. We raise about $41,000, and we were looking to raise $75,000. So if you do have an opportunity to continue to donate and share your financial wealth with KBOO throughout the month of December, we would highly appreciate it. Again, kboo.fm is where you can go. And right now, I would like to share very exciting news, not just because KBOO is turning 15 next year, I think you are already aware of it, but because if you are a KBOO member, you are just about to receive in your mailboxes a really, really awesome calendar. And so that is kind of our annual report. Once a year, KBOO members, we send you some kind of a report to let you know this is what happened this year, and this is what we're looking forward to next year. Well, because next year is our 50th anniversary, KBOO's 50th anniversary celebrations that are going to take place all year long, why just celebrate on the anniversary date, you would ask, which is June 3rd, in case you're asking. We would celebrate on June 3rd, but we will celebrate all year 2018. So this year, as an annual report, we decided to craft a calendar. It's a superb calendar that I hope all of you hang in your offices, kitchen, and everywhere else you would hang a calendar. I have one in my bedroom. It's not yet a KBOO calendar, but it will be really soon. And so this calendar walks you month after month through KBOO's history, starting with the 60s in January, moving on with the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the year 2000. And then delving a little bit more into who we are here at KBOO. First of all, letting you know about our archive. KBOO, in 2016, last year, we started preserving a lot of our reel. We have over 7,500 reel-to-reel tapes here in our location. Also, we have about 10,000 pieces of ephemera, photos, flyers, more, all kinds of guides and posters, that KBOO has created over the years, and we are now the first of the independent community radio stations to undertake a systematic archiving project where we are working really hard to make our archive not just safe and recorded and digitalized, but also accessible to the public online and also for free. We really feel that KBOO's history is part not just of the people's history, but also it is a part of our collective history here at KBOO, and we want to make sure generations of folks who come here and lead this community radio station are aware of it. Then the calendar moves you into some of the amazing things that we do here at KBOO. So in July, you will get to explore all the different live remotes that we get to do over the summer. And we have quite a few that are scheduled over July and August. And what's awesome with the calendar is that you would actually see in red dates, which are KBOO events happening on your calendar. Then we also explore training, because KBOO is a training facility, and we provide 300 hours of free broadcast training to community members every year. That's a lot of hours of training, and a lot of the time is volunteers training volunteers, which is an amazing concept. So if you are one of our volunteers and actually have a lot of knowledge and skills, if you ever would like to become a trainer, you can talk to Aaron Yankee about it. Well, following along with this beautiful calendar, and if you just tuned in, this is News from the Boo, and I'm discussing this amazing KBOO calendar that you are just about to receive in your mailboxes, which has been created as an effort to, first of all, celebrate 2017 and everything that we've done, but also give you a heads up as to the 2018 celebrations for KBOO, since it will be its 50th anniversary. So this calendar further explores the cultural impact that KBOO has had in this community, in the Pacific Northwest, and in the Portland community. Also, it explores the service to community organizations that KBOO provide, because we really are in existence in order to strengthen community, but also communities, all of our communities coming together. We were invited to more than 260 events last year that some of our partners organized. And this is a very, very important piece of KBOO, a very important piece of outreach, is making sure that all communities who are wanting to have access to those airwaves have access to it, including by us live broadcasting or interviewing guests, bringing people in, and also creating new shows with people from different communities. And yeah, sharing knowledge is a very serious part of our mission. And you will hear more about the breaking stories, that the powerful news that we broke over the years. And we will finish the calendar by a focus on the future of KBOO. What does it look like? And how do you feel you can be a part of it? Of course, I wrote you all a little letter in there. And there is also some financial highlights. So you get to see what we've been doing. And also, we want to honor four really amazing people that we've lost this year. And a little bit more than four, apologies. There's about seven names of folks that we would like to honor. There is John Lloyd Andrews, Michael Wells, Brennan Smith, Grace Marion, Charles DeGrief, Homer Clark, and Flower Elliott. These are friends that we've lost this year that we also will be honoring in this calendar. So folks, again, if you are interested and you are not yet a KBOO member but would love a calendar, you could become a KBOO member at kboo.fm. And if you email me, Del, I will for sure send you a calendar if you were to make that request. My email is del@kboo.fm. So folks, you might be wondering, how did we get all this information to go into the calendar, and what else can you learn about it? Well, as far as the historical piece of it, let me tell you that for the last year, staff, volunteers, community members have been on a mission to not just collect and bring together all of this history, but also reach out to the people who have made the history possible. History is not just the artifacts or the documents and sources that are left behind, but they are also people's testimonies. So there's a lot of interviews that are being conducted currently. There's also, as I mentioned earlier, all of our archiving material that is being collected from our reel-to-reel to our posters and program guides and photos and all other flyers are all being brought together. And what we are creating with this, well, yes, one is this amazing calendar, but the desire really is to have an exhibit next year. And this is very big news because the Oregon Historical Society is partnering with us for a six-month exhibit. So as you receive your calendar, you'll have the dates of the exhibit marked up. But if you are interested, I will let you know. And it's coming up really soon, actually, the exhibit. KBU exhibit opening at the Oregon Historical Society will be on January 20th. That is Saturday, January 20th. And you are invited to all come for this opening day. And some of you might even be able to get a sneak peek before that. So January 20th will be this amazing exhibit of the history of KBU, the mission and organizational growth of KBU. How have we changed over the years? Have we changed to keep KBU relevant? How have you members, listeners, volunteers impacted KBU and made it change and grow in a lot of ways? That is a lot of what you will discover at the Oregon Historical Society exhibit. You will also get to listen to a lot of audio stories that have been collected, as I was mentioning earlier, with either historical figures of KBU, folks who have been involved here for many, many years, who are maybe involved at the beginning, are not so much anymore, or folks who have been involved all throughout the years, sharing their perspectives. There's also a website, which you could go check out right now. It's called 50yearsofkbu.fm. And if you go and find out more about this 50yearsofkbu.fm, you can, first of all, get to find out a lot about the Historical Society exhibit. And you can also get to hear a lot of the stories that will be featured at the exhibit. So this website, 50 Years of KBU, will be kind of a living exhibit, and it will be a way for you all to get to hear and learn about KBU if you're not able to come to the exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society. But I hope you do, though. So again, this is the KBU at the Oregon Historical Society that will be starting January 20th and will be going on until July 29th. So there will be lots of opportunities for folks to check it out. Well, this has been News from the Boo. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. It's been fantastic. I hope you all are looking for this calendar in your mailboxes. They will be coming to you any day now. Please stay tuned because next, I'm sure you've been waiting for it for a whole month, it's Kitchen Table Conversation. And I see Mary's here with Marcellia and some awesome guests. So let's be ready. And then at 7 p.m., we'll be keeping it real. Stay tuned, folks. This is your community radio station.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Giving Hour at Digapony on Thursday, December 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Giving Hour features DJs Black Daria and Shishi, Marty N, and more. Digapony will donate a percentage of sales from this event to Friends of Noise. Other groups at this all-age event will be KBOO, Open Signal, and X-Ray. Again, that's Giving Hour at Digapony on Thursday, December 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Digapony, 736 Southeast Grand Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Follow me. Clearly, this is new for me. I get excited when you're here, my dear. Make no mistake, you are all I see, sugar. My vision's never been so clear. We both know that I've been running so long. This time, love won't let me leave. Please be patient, hesitation aside, we're almost where we need to be. But in the meantime, let me say what's on my mind. Baby, I think we've got something special. Girl, you and me together, we'll take over the world. You know I love you, I need you so. So happy, I just wanna let everybody know.
Think back to the time
when I was scared to let it show. Having too much fun with this and that one.